you need to go back to the, you need to fix up the analysis section. Okay. And remember, basically, you change. We're not doing qualitative research. We're not doing discourse analysis. Okay. So both of those sentences need to be, you know, all three of these sentences need to be taken out. They're not, they're no longer accurate. You're going to be doing quantitative analysis. The kind of research you're doing is called constant comparative research or constant comparison, which, remember, is a type of associational research similar to correlational research, but you're going to be doing measuring differences between groups. And the reason why it's constant comparative is, and you can mention this if you want to, the reason I'm doing constant comparative, causal comparative. Go back to, it would be the lecture where we first introduced experiment, and I made a differentiation between true experiment, quasi-experiment, and then, again, I'm blanking whether it's constant comparative or causal comparative. It's one of those two types of research. It's in a type of associational research. It, the reason why it's not an experiment is because you're not manipulating residents within the two states. People are already residing where they are. So you're just basically looking for relationships or associations between state of residence and these variables that you're interested in.
Okay. So that I have to kind of explain it on the analysis.
Yeah, you just explain it. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to explain it as long-winded as I did, but you should have some sentences in there that take the reader, like, this is my reasoning, basically, and this is, you know, what we're going to be doing. We're going to be using this type of research. In order to do that research, we're going to be comparing the group means, basically, and the group is the state. We're going to be comparing the group means using, you know, probably using t-tests. And so that would take care of the analysis. And then if you're using scales, it says basically both of these sentences concerning measurement of variables, you could put the measurement of variables in the analysis section, or you could put it in the procedures. It doesn't matter, but you should specify it. Like, I would say, especially how you're going to calculate each of those three outcome variables, level of depression, level of anxiety, and then whatever kind of favor of the government policies or whatever government variable you want there. You just need to have a quick note about how you're going to calculate those. So, for example, for the depression scale, if all the items are worded similarly and the way that they, in the literature study that you read, they just add up the scores, then just say that. I'm going to add up basically the scores for the four items related to depression, and that's going to be my depression outcome score or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then just say this. And then, again, the same brief note about how you're going to calculate your final anxiety score. And then a quick reference to which item or items you're going to use for your kind of attitudes about the government scale.
Okay.